down, and I'm getting fired up. My guest is fired up, Ivan Ranklin. He's driving to a secure location. I don't know where he's driving.
Well,
he's
going somewhere. Elon Musk is driving me there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just chillaxing.
Oh, there you go.
Here.
Isn't that nice? You got your secret agent bow tie on. All right.
I don't normally put this on, but I gotta go into the swamp.
Hey, you know, you gotta disguise yourself as a swamp creature.
So I got Veterans Day, man.
All right, so pick up where you left off. You were getting into Susie Wiles and a couple other nefarious people.
Well, I don't know about nefarious, but I'm just going to tell you what I observed happened. So the four entities, if you can pull those up, if you scroll down on my Twitter, and maybe the producer can pull it up. It's four subpoenas that Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley on the Senate side released of the 197 relate to me, Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers. Okay. But specifically, they subpoenaed Trump fundraising organization to see if they had any communications with us. They were issued February 10th of 2023. And in that subpoena, it's just like the one that was issued to Mike Lindell. It says on there, while you're not obligated to keep this under wraps and not talk about it, Wheelie took that subpoena and said, buy a pillow, but while you're buying a pillow, go ahead and take a look at my subpoena, right? By the way, I love Mike Lindell. I just saw him a couple of days ago in the Capitol, in Cannon Building. So he had the courage and the intestinal fortitude and like knowledge and foresight. He gets a subpoena and says, you know what? This is bogus. I want America to know how bogus this is.
Right.
What did Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita opt to do? They opted to not even talk about it at all. Why? Is it lack of courage? Is it a political calculus? Which, you know, you could have some legitimate reason for that. I think there's a reason for that. And that you can't feign shock on subpoenas that you already knew about for 2.5 years. I mean, I'm calling it out. I mean, you tell me, Rob, well, how do you interpret it?
You know, it's an inherent distaste for independent voices and independent thought in the administration. They want a Borg mentality, not Trump, but I think Trump listens to a lot of different people, but he gets a lot of wrong information. But I think some of these people in here, these gatekeepers, are just Borg people, and they're like, oh, we want neocon voices.
Let me kind of contextualize. You may not be aware of these names. Let me contextualize this a little further. So Susie Wiles, during this period of time, ran those PACs,
right,
along with Chris LaCivita and the treasurer.
Oh, well, that makes a big difference.
That's why I'm sorry that I didn't lay that out earlier.
Yeah.
So Susie and Chris LaCivita, the campaign co-chairs, also ran these PACs. Not all of them. You have to look at like the combination of it. But in the collective, between those two and the treasurer and whoever was representing them, on one of them, it was Alina Haba. It's like, why not disclose this publicly? Because guess what? When you disclose it publicly and you see names in there, and I get to find out that I'm a target of that, I'm not going to obstruct justice. I'm not going to do anything unlawful. But guess what? Nothing stops me from passively, without obstructing, is life and his family and everything from birth to present, every molecule movement and every nanosecond of his entire life until I find something, or his family and neighbors, or his friends. Next, I do the same for the two FBI agents that are at the bottom of the subpoena saying, if you have any questions. Well, yes, I do have questions, Jeremy DeSore and Mr. Giardina, but I didn't have the luxury to be able to do that and defend myself further because I was blocked from that opportunity because those that ran those PACs decided not to share the information.
Well, and so you didn't find out about this till the Arctic Frost documents came out from Grassley?
Last week.
Yeah, that's when we found out, too. Yes, they had the same thing with Alex's phone. They were given Alex's phone, and they got to look through it and do whatever they wanted and look for crimes and try to invent stuff. And, oh, well, they couldn't
meanwhile,
do it. Hey, we got 1 minute break. Come right back.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. The out-of-state receiver said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Your host, Rob Dew, really ties the war room together.
You know, we really are living in good times and bad times. We seem to have, you know, this control that we've always been asking for and wanting. And if we were able to get it, oh, then we can, like, right all these wrongs. Well, we've had some wrongs righted, but we haven't had all the wrongs righted. And we should... You know, when we come to work here at InfoWars, Alex expects the best out of us. He looks at things sometimes and say, this could be better. And when you look back at it, you go, yeah, you know what? It can be better. I'm going to make it better. You know, or you write a headline that's not, doesn't have the totality of everything in it. You know, oh, we could make this better. We should be asking the same thing of our government. We should be asking, you guys can do better. Stop screwing around and keep holding their feet to the fire. And here's the thing. If they don't do it, they're going to be the first ones on the chopping block when the Democrats get back in power, if they're able to get back in power. They're going to go, you know, John Kennedy thinks, well, we just don't let them get back in power. Well, if you let them mail in ballot and you let them vote without an ID and you let illegal aliens vote and everything else and these voting machines, well, you're never going to have good elections. One day, hand counted. That's how you do it. And they're, oh, that's the error rate. Oh, what's the error rate on watching votes flip? I think there was something where they were looking at votes in New Jersey and they flipped something crazy, or they had like a bunch of like 20% extra voters or something. There's always something weird going on every time there's a close race. Oh, we closed down the polls. Oh, the Republican sites don't have enough paper. Oh, their paper doesn't work in the ballot machines. It's our mistake, but we don't care. And it just goes on and on and on. So it's up to us and people like Ivan Ranklin to get out there and put this information out. Now, Ivan was just talking about he had four subpoenas issued to him by Jack Smith, was never told about it through Susie Wiles, through PACs she controlled. And just like us, we didn't know they had taken Alex's phone, but they brought Alex in to put him under, I guess, a struggle session. And, you know, he took the fifth. He said, you people are the criminals. And so what happened to all those interviews? Oh, they're all gone. They all magically disappeared. Because that's what these people do. If they can't deceive and cheat and win, then they hide and cover up. And that's how they work. All right, Ivan, let's go back to you. We got about 20 minutes left in this segment. You know, let's do this. And then we could get back into the weeds on this. Why don't you give a kind of a summation of Arctic Frost that we could stick on the front of this whole interview to kind of describe how big this is, because people aren't making it a big deal. They don't seem to realize how much of a big deal it is. And they should realize that this was like an inside coup d'etat to just go after wholesale, just start spying on people to find whatever they could on people. Go ahead, Ivan.
Yeah, on the Arctic Frost front, I'm going to say that they went after about 400 individuals, 197 subpoenas. It was the handoff from the Fedsurrection cover-up. So you had the Fedsurrection, which the pipe bomb is one component of it, and the Fedsurrection cover-up led by Benny Thompson with the J6 Select Committee. The staff director was one of the 51 spies who lied that signed off on the Biden criminal syndicate letter, right? His name was David Buckley, IG for John Brennan, okay? And then afterwards, you had... When the Republicans took over the House in 2023 in January, all that stuff from the J6 cover-up committee was to continue the escalatory lawfare. So that's just the next phase of the cover-up.
So it went from the citizens who were there at J6 Two, now we're going to go to their representatives, their elected representatives, and start scooping them up.
Sorry, I had to say that again.
I said, with J6, it was like we're going after the citizens. We're going after these people who stood with Trump. And, you know, he said calmly walk down there. People calmly walk down there. They start getting shot in the face with pepper balls and tear gas and all that. And so that was the J6 part of it. And then you go to Jack Smith and Arctic Frost, and it's like, oh, now we're going to wrap up anybody who is close to Trump, anybody who publicly supported him, anybody that we can get in this dragnet, and then we're just gonna start spying on these people and seeing what we can find. Luckily, it looks like most of the people were clean.
Yeah, and pretty much everybody was clean.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, I was able to fight this pre-indictment because I have the network, right, and the knowledge of the system to be able to start applying pressure, because I think I would have helped out the campaign. I would have been able to help out President Trump and everyone ensnared in it, because I would have deployed all of my focus, laser focus, and lazed the Pesvento, and then the two FBI agents that were finally launched just now. But the pressure would have initiated as soon as I found out about it. But they didn't even afford us that opportunity. So that's why I call on Chris LaCivita and Susie Wiles. Like, you got some splaining to do. You have some massive splaining to do.
Yeah, I agree. And they love to hide stuff from Trump.
Because now it's personal. Before, I don't really know these people, right?
Right.
But now I have to, like, now question them for them throwing Alex under the bus, me under the bus, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, every single person, every subpoena that they got that they knew about and didn't let either through their counsel, whatever means necessary, legally, morally, and ethically, they are complicit, in my opinion, at this point, until they prove otherwise.
Sure. Now, do you know if anybody else was told? Like, you know, Joe Biggs is on that list, those subpoenas.
No, I reached out to Stewart, to Enrique, a couple of other guys on there, or people that know them. They didn't know about it until I told them about it after it was released last week, and I did the analysis and essentially said, hey, by the way, you guys are in the subpoena.
And so, you know, how could this be used? So say a subpoena is issued, you don't even know about it, you can't defend yourself, then all of a sudden you could get scooped up and brought in for questioning? Or what could they do, having not informed you about that?
I'm not sure if I understood the question, but I would have taken that information and started investigating those investigating me until I found a crime or a transgression, to then let them know that, hey, you can investigate me, but guess what? You now are going to fall under the same scrutiny. And while I know I'm going to pass it, these guys aren't going to. And it would have given us a 2.5-hour lead to be able to, day one, be able to just go scorched earth on them on January 20th. But now we're a year in, and they've bought time. You know, Pam Bondi slow rolled, and so now we got 60 days.
60 days. So the countdown is literally 60 days.
So
at this
buckle
point.
Up. Yeah, yeah, buckle up, and you better go ahead and start planning on working during the holidays. But guess what? They can't, because there's a government shutdown, so it works both ways.
Right.
They can't prosecute during the government shutdown.
Switch with Lauren.
And so they love it. I'm sure they love it. This has been 36 days where they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Hey, I'm gonna have to bounce. I apologize.
No problem.
Because I'm at an event.
Yep. Hey, you're going in. You're going into the nest, into Mordor.
I'm not too far from the White House, but I will not be going in there. As per Susie.
Hey, any final thoughts as we go? This is a huge operation. How come? I mean, we know the mainstream media is not going to talk about it, but how come our side's not talking about it more? Are we just too busy fighting amongst ourselves about Charlie Kirk? Or?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question to close things out. It's, you know why? It's because Mark Levin, he doesn't like the First Amendment sounds that Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson are saying. No. He would rather promote the jab and facilitate the mutilation of others. Same thing with Ben Shapiro. Oh, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, Patrick Bet-David can't have me on his show because he had Nick Fuentes on. Meanwhile, Ben Shapiro, through his millions of followers, was promoting the jabs,
yep,
the unsafe, ineffective. These big pharma Israel first shills. Guess what? I didn't really care about these other countries and affiliations, but when they supersede the loyalties to the United States, we have a problem, Houston. And actually, it's no longer in Houston. It is in the entire country. Everybody sees it for what it is. You got big pharma shilling in the White House. You got big pharma shilling at Faux News. You got it everywhere. And guess what? Now that I think that the momentum is on our side with the January 6th bomb and the Fed surrection play, I'm going to now only going to focus on exposing the entire COVID cabal to compel this White House. That is big pharma, the big pharma ambassador's White House. We will compel you to create COVID accountability, even if you are against us. I'm going to lead that effort. And if no one is with me, I'm going to do it just like I'm going to defend and go on offense, just like I did these last 5 years, in spite of Susie Wiles, in spite of Chris LaCivita, in spite of all of them that did not even once raise one pinky to even inform me and all of us that this DOJ, the previous Biden criminal syndicate DOJ, was coming after us. We're going to be looking at every single move they make. And I have a lot of dirt on them already.
Well, I'm going to let you part with that. We're not even going to get into the other things we were talking about last night. We had a good late night conversation talking about the J6 dandy pipe bomber running around. And we're just going
to
leave it at that.
Stay tuned to my ex account. There's some things that I just picked up along the way earlier last night and today. Yeah. That might be of interest, but I'm gonna give Steve Baker another, you know, opportunity.
Sure.
Probably by about 10 p.m. And if he doesn't release it, then stay tuned to my ex account, Ivan Raiklin.
Because we got it on the board right there. So go at Ivan Raiklin, check it out. I saw his stuff last night. I sent him a text. He called me up. We started talking. I'm like, dude, I think I might be doing the war room tomorrow. You got to come on and talk. It was fire, brother. Appreciate you coming on. Go have fun with your son at your event. And, you know, never stop doing what you're doing, because we need more people. We need more Ivan Ranklins out there. That's for sure.
We do. We got Tom Speciale confronting John Brennan. We got Joseph Philip Daniel confronting these self-mutilators in Congress.
Yep.
What's his name? Mr. McBride?
Yeah. Mr. McBride. We're going to play his video later.
Bring it on.
We got lots of people doing lots of things. We need more of us. We need to be multiplied. We need to be like a Mogwai. Pour water on us, and we multiply. It's how it works. All right, brother. You take care. Have a good one. Thank you very much for coming on.
Enjoy the weekend. Yep. Bye.
That was fire right there. I tell you what. And, you know, that's a testament to the rugged individualist right there, because he's one guy who's decided he's not going to take it anymore. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. That's all it takes. All it takes for you to be out there is go, you know what? I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to go against the local corruption in my area. I watched a documentary about Blanco County, which is Roseanne Barr has her ranch out there. It's not too far. And this group of people wanted to create a little town. They had 200 people on a couple ranches, and they're like, we're going to create a town here. Well, the Blanco people, the old school, you know, LBJ people, didn't like that. So they were going fighting tooth and nail against these people creating a little town. You know why? And they called it. They said, you don't kick the circle. There's a circle, okay? And there's circles everywhere. You know, every town's got a circle. And it's the people that hold that circle together are the judges, the sheriff, the chief of police, the mayor, the city manager. And they all like to keep things nice and neat in a little circle. And when you come in and kick that circle, oh, you put a breach in it and you open it up. And they can't come after and kill every one of us. And they're not going to, because they know that if they start doing that other stuff will start happening. For instance, the sheriff who shot the judge, who was running like a sex ring out of his, allegedly, oh, I guess he can't sue me, but allegedly out of his chambers. He was having women in and out of there. And I guess he got too close to the sheriff's family, and the sheriff took matters into his own hands, was judge, jury, and executioner. You know, that's called kicking the circle right there. That's one example of it, if you need one. So let's put up the phone number. We're going to open up the phone lines. I got a few more videos to play. I've got a lot of stuff going on, but we do want to take your phone calls for the rest of the show on that interview we had with Ivan Raiklin. Any of the videos or articles we're talking about, 877-789-2539, 877 789-2539. You know, anything you want to talk about, we're going to play some videos. Where's my video list at? I definitely want to play that video of the tranny representative, Democrat representative, getting not accosted, but just confronted. And that's more of what we need to do. I'm looking on here. I don't see it, but 19? That 19? All right, let's go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christian activist. Let's go to it. This guy's great. He DMs me all the time. He went after Shifty Shift as well. These people don't like to shake people's hands, though. It's interesting because I think their hands are dirty and they know that. So here it is.
Timothy McBride. Timothy, I'm Joseph Philip Daniel.
Nice to meet you.
Hopefully you don't have child porn on your phone. Better not be a pedophile. God's watching you, man.
Could you please give us some space?
And what you do on Capitol Hill, I'll come back to you. Jesus is watching you, Timothy McBride. You man, how dare you act like a woman out here? How dare you?
Now that individual there, Joseph Philip Daniel, his account's suspended. Probably for confrontations like that. You know, because at some point, the powers don't want you confronting them. They're afraid of confrontation. But that confrontation is still out there, and it lives. And anything he wants to send me, Joseph, if you're watching, anything you want to send me, I'll put it out on my account. Because I appreciate the work you do. I appreciate people like you holding these people accountable. And just letting them know, we're watching you guys. We are watching you guys. Once again, the call-in number 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to play a video from Alex basically talking about the appeals court. The federal appeals court upheld a Texas law where we can't have drag queen porno time with little kids, which seems obvious. That seems obvious. We're not going to have grown men dressed up like weird demon women talking to our kids about their sexuality under the guise of reading them books. And then, and in that, we have examples of what they do in front of these kids. And it's disgusting the way they dress up. The man with glitter on his penis, that's it. That's all he's got is glitter. And he's posing with children. No, that's not normal. That's not normal. We can't have that going on in a world that's decent. So it's good. The appeals court upheld that. So Alex was talking about that. And then we threw on a couple of these compilations to show you what's going on. And some of the examples are in Houston where they're doing this. And then there's sexual predators being caught at these things that are these men dressing up as women. You know, you want to do that with adults? That's fine. Go do it at a club. Go do it at a bar. You're not going to libraries with toddlers going, "Hi, I'm a demon in a dress. You want to jump on my lap?" No. It's disgusting. So we're going to play that when we get back because it's a whopping 8-minute report. While I'm here, I got to let you guys know about these sales we have because I haven't plugged yet. And, you know, one of the reasons that keeps us going is people going to thealexjostore.com. Now, Alex was talking about almost, you could get 80% off on some of these items. Right now, we have buy one, get one free, methylene blue, the tincture. People have been using it, rave reviews. You saw Matt Bracken taking it yesterday live on the air before he did his segment with Alex. But right now, the way Alex was describing it, so if you get any of our supplements on an auto ship basis, you get them for 50% off the top right there. And then also, with the deals we have right now, you get another 25% off, okay? 25% off, so that's 75% off, okay? Then if you order using the app at alexjonesapp.com, okay, I'm giving you all the cheat codes right here, another 20% off. 50, 60, 70, 80, 95% off. I mean, ridiculous. These are loss leaders. But the reason we're putting this out there, because we want people to try these products. We want people to try the creatine powder. We want people to try the colostrum, the CMOS, the turmeric, which is amazing, the Shilajit, the methyl drive, the power plant. All of these products are amazing, and they all work together synergistically when you take them, the methylene red and methylene blue, although we're out of methylene red, you know, because it was such, people were like, holy cow, this is a game changer. No one has methylene red. We're the only place you could get it. The only place that you could get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So there'll be more in at the end of the month, I'm told. But right now, 50% off if you get them on auto ship. Then another 25% off, which is the sale running till Sunday. Then if you order from the app, you get another 20% off. Okay? I've just given you the cheat code to basically get this stuff for free. And if you get the methylene blue, it's buy one, get one free. And if you don't want supplements, well, go get a t-shirt. Go get a hoodie. That's 25% off too. 25% off is site-wide. So then if you get 25% off, well, and then you go buy it from the app, oh, 45% off. Oh, another cheat code. Oh, thanks. Well, I just told you right there how to do all your Christmas shopping right now. Give us the funds we need to stay afloat, to stay going. We even have some Christmas shirts that just came in. So go check those out. I mean, there's so much there at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds everything we do. It gets us ready for when eventually we are going to have to leave the amazing Central Texas Command Center, this legendary hub of information. It's going to be sad. But we're all ready to move on. We have backup plans. We have backup studios. We're not waiting. We're moving, okay? And I'm moving too, along with it. We're all going to be going. So it's going to be great. Oh, I was going to get... You know what, guys, let's do clip 5 and 6 back to back. This is what some guy's doing in his backyard with these robots that you can buy. This is amazing. Let's just play those two back to back. The first one is just the normal robot. Then he dresses it up as one of these demon things. But this is coming down the pipe. Mike Adams is talking about today, creating a robot training center where we can control the robots, because that's what we have to do. There's the first one. Look, watch this. Boom. Goes into crawl mode. All right. Now, okay, that just looks like a robot. Not too scary. And then when it goes to this next clip, this is the same robot.
Okay, ready?
But now dressed up like a girl. I mean, all right. Using that on Halloween, kids are pooping their pants. But we have all the technology ourselves to do it. We just need to maybe put down our phones and stop fighting with each other and, like, let's work on creating the world we want to see instead of just bitching about what other people aren't doing. I mean, of course, that's what I was doing for the last hour, bitching about what other people are doing. But I'm also encouraging you out there to create the world you want to see. There's an old saying, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Don't wait for anybody else. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And let that be your guiding star. All right, we got another hour and a half left. The phone lines are filling up. I'm going to take your calls. We got more videos. We're going to come back with that drag queen story time report. Thank God Texas did something right and it was upheld. All right, we'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can find me at Dew's News.
I'm cutting this emergency announcement on the evening of Thursday, November 6th. 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, just type InfoWars or Alex Jones in the search engine. You'll read all about the federal courts, the state courts, the receiver that's been appointed to come in and shut us down. He was here today. He said it might be next week. It might be in early December. They haven't decided when to shut us down. But we've set up the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X, Bill Alex Jones, Rumble. We have the new studios, new news sites we're going to be announcing and launching. The InfoWar lives on through you and I and the crew and everybody else. But right now, we need funds to keep InfoWars on the air just for the foreseeable future and for the new network, because the bad guys can't get the AlexJonesStore.com, because Bigly, established for many, many, many years, dozens and dozens of major clients. They build the best quality shopping carts with the very best products, and they are our sponsor. So when you go to theolivedshowstore.com, there is a huge sale that is only running until Sunday at midnight. So you got like 3 days, 3.5 days. Any supplement you get, ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. We have it all. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theolivedshowstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel any time. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. You can buy it once, cancel if you want, but get it first. You have a month to cancel. I know you're going to love it, and then keep it on auto ship. But bottom line, you get 50% off. Also, if you're a VIP, $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers just to you, and massive percentages off on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. But right now, at theolivedshowstore.com, on top of that, this is what ends Sunday, 25% off on top of all those sales. That makes many of these loss leaders. And then there's all the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. Wearing Patriot gear out in the public is an incredible adventure. It's like being Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. Go out and do it. Experience it for yourself and know your funding's operation. You have kept us on the air despite all the attacks and Arctic frost that's come out. We're all under attack because the bad guys hate us. But despite all those attacks, we're still here. And InfoWars lives on through the Alex Jones Network and through all of you. So take action right now. The sale goes until Sunday evening at midnight, Central Standard Time. Probably the biggest sale in the history of Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com. I have to check the other sales, other big ones, but 50% off on all the supplements and 25% off on top of it. Oh, and it gets more insane. Anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. It's the same shopping cart on your phone or the app on your computer. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but I'm just good because it's loss leader when you use the app when we have the sales going. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like ultramethylene blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore right now. The sale ends Sunday, thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we'll always stay on the air. You are the InfoWar. I'm the InfoWar. We're a family, 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
My name is Blackberry. I am a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
This is a massive victory, not just for the people of Texas or America, but for the people of the world. Several years ago, the Texas legislature passed a law and said that obscenity laws that apply to topless bars, you name it, that you can't have adults unclothing in front of people under 18 applies to public schools, private schools, libraries. and that drag queen story time, where in many cases they actually take their tops off, even their pants off, they cover their genitals, the men that say they're women, with glitter. We got footage of this at a major hotel event a few years ago in Austin, as you can see on screen right here, where children are sticking money in the G-strings of these people. This is insane. This isn't censorship of adults. You can't sell children Jack Daniels and vodka when they're five. They can't sign up for the military. So you certainly cannot induct them into this pedophilic sexualization cult. It's being funded by BlackRock, not just in the U.S., but in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. And there's a huge awakening to men and women sports, and a massive awakening to men invading women's spaces, their locker rooms, their dressing rooms. But despite the backlash, it's still going on. Recently, a well-known singer-songwriter went into a Gold's Gym, and there was a man naked in the showers. She complained she was kicked out. So we're winning hearts and minds. We haven't turned the tide completely, but we do have the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding the Texas state law against this. This just came out today. This is a big deal. It is ordered and adjudicated that the judgment of the district court is vacated and the cause is remanded to the district court for further proceedings in accordance with the opinion of the court. It is further ordered that each party bear its own cost of appeal. The judgment of the mandate of this court shall issue 7 days of the time. The filed petition of rehearing expires 7 days after. And it just goes in to explain the full order that the law is upheld. So that is a really, really good thing. We have to continue to fight and just think about how insane this is, that they're teaching in public schools and private schools that there are no X or Y chromosomes, that men can have babies. This is transhumanism. This is the globalist death cult. This is a satanic movement. But we still have children by the hundreds of thousands being castrated and chemically sterilized, not just here, but all over Europe. But the UK has banned transgender surgeries under 18. So has the EU. The U.S. should be ashamed of itself. It should be the next nation to ban this. So this is an answer to prayer. We're winning major battles, but we have not yet won the war. Thank you so much for watching this report. Now share this good news with everybody you know, and please follow me on X right here at Real Hawk Jones. We are truly the tip of the spear, but everything we do is only possible through you, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of the very best supplements like Ultramethylene Blue and, of course, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com, that finances this operation and enables us to continue to expose these evils. Thank you so much.
Ma'am.
Now watch how the groom is done.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you f***ing said sir.
Sir? Okay.
Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a f***ing sir.
I apologize. I apologize now.
I was so angry at that point because it, literally five or six times he had called me sir and got me so fuming angry and I was cussing.
The internet responding to the viral clip with memes like Superman, Aquaman, and Macho Man, Tranny Savage. Tranny is a slang term for transgender that many find offensive and derogatory.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
You know, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Start them young, right?
Can you hear this?
Everyone can do drag. Start them young.
Whew, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malinha, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you as the viewer out there to find a younger club kid. Will they find one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Should be an all ages thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate. This used to be a fun house, but now it's an evil
clown. Teach the children. Teach the children. Whew, I'm all about education.
And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children, pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest, scary-looking group of weirdo, pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
That's fire there. I mean, if you need a case, you know, you got a friend, well, Jenkins Dream Time's not that big a deal. Well, show them that. Show them that video. Show them that video because it is a big deal. And what that does, it's teaching those kids that dressing up and dancing in front of people is what you do to get money. That's the kind of society we want. We want little kids dancing in front of adults getting money. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's disgusting. All right. Let's go to, we're going to go to calls now. Dude in Oregon, government talks a big game, but does nothing. I don't even know if they're talking a big game. They just kind of flutter around. I don't know what's going on. Dude, what's your opinion, dude?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, how are you doing, man? Honestly, dude, like, I've been, some first term, he was talking about how he's going to lock up Clinton, didn't do anything about it, and, you know, he lost his re-election, now he's back, and he's talking all this stuff, and all I hear is, oh, we found this document, like the Comey files in the burn bag, and Bonnie's going to do this, and it's just, I've been, the first 6 months, I had my hopes up. I was on fire. I was like, yes, we're getting our country back. And now I feel like it's just in limbo. I mean, I have no expectations. I feel like this country's done, dude.
Well, the country's not done till we all give up. And that's the thing. These people aren't going to save us. I was looking for, I commented on Pam Bondi's tweet where she was saying, we found burn bags with documents in them. Bitch, I don't care about what you found. Go arrest some people. I mean, great. Hey, I bet you have cameras in front of those burn bag rooms. I bet you know who was putting things in there. Oh, but we can't go. Oh, it's like this Jan 6 pipe bomber. Well, it was probably a Capitol Police person. So we can't go after them because, you know, actually what they did was legal because there's a jurisdiction that they're on. So they don't have to disclose that we were running an operation or anything. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. You know, hey, this is the problem. Because they're not doing their job, it's forcing us to do our job. And then they go, well, you guys are putting out all this information. You're going to ruin the cases. Well, what cases? What cases are we ruining? I haven't seen any cases. There's one right now. Comey and Letitia James and maybe John Brennan and maybe Bolton. Okay? Four cases. It's not even one a month. They had rounded up almost all the J-6ers by this time, and we're doing kangaroo courts and throwing them into jail. And we covered it with Ivan Ranklin. They didn't have to give him any information because it was all at their prerogative. And they were being controlled by Nancy Pelosi, who incidentally quit because of this. So, dude, I don't know what the problem is with these people. But you know what's going to happen is they're not going to be in power much longer if they keep this up. So, Kash Patel, your flights on jets are numbered, man. You better start doing some stuff. Okay? Oh, you're in China. Oh, great. Yeah, that's where we need the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the domestic federal police agency. That's where the head needs to be, in China right now. Yeah. Okay. You see, that's why people call you a cross-eyed faggot, because that's how you act.
These demon rats will remain in power as long as elections are rigged. Nothing has been done about that. And, I lost my train of thought, but it's just, you know, what more can the American people do aside from violence? Which I'm not calling for us to rise up with violence.
Yeah, that's
right
not going to help anything. That's just going to embolden the other side. So we can't do violence, but we also can't back down either. You know, you can't back down to these people. You have to maintain your space. We have to call these people out. But honestly, all this stuff that we're worried about on the federal level, a lot of this stuff can be changed on the local level. So you got to get involved locally. Where I was talking about you kicking the circle. You got to kick the circle. All right, the circle of power, the circle of trust that these criminals have, they all work together and they all watch each other's back. You have to find chinks in that circle. I got a caller wanted to talk about that. I'm going to go to them next. I got to find out where that was. That was down at the bottom. Yeah, Jim in Tennessee. We're going to go to Jim next, guys, in Tennessee. Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Tennessee. He wants to talk about how to break the circle. Go for it, Jim. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Rob. Yeah, it all goes back. Actually, that was a good lead into what I was going to say. I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of criminals. This is beyond corruption. These people are vigilantes. I mean, they don't care what the Supreme Court says or anything. It'll be interesting to see what comes out on this pipe bomb. But, you know, they've been killing us. They've been lawfaring us and everything else. And the only way you deal with a bunch of vigilantes like that is with vigilante justice. And like you said, you don't back down. I think one thing that people should do is start forming their own local militias. That way you've got your friends, your family, and you're ready to stand up to them. Because if the Democrats do get back in power, you think 400 was a big number, you're going to be talking thousands of people they're coming after.
Yeah,
because that's the way they are. They're vicious. So,
and they don't care.
We got to get ahead of the game, like Ivan was saying.
Right.
And we got to be together as local militias. Get ready to start kicking the circle.
There you go. And work on what's going on in your neighborhood. Work on what's going on in your town. Work on what's going on in your county. You know, it's good to keep your eye on these big events. But, you know, I've sent this to the writers to look at, but we've got a case where a guy got arrested for posting a meme on Facebook. And it's from they say it's a well-known satirical account. They've been posting stuff forever. We're going to have the guy, but this one guy got a third-degree felony arrest for posting a meme. And this is in Texas. This isn't in Massachusetts. You know, it's in Texas. That's where this stuff's happening. So it's everywhere. It's endemic. These people in power don't think they're beholden to us. They think they're our masters. They think they're our overlords, and they're not.
That's right.
So how do we kick the circle? How do we break it?
It's we the people.
Yeah. So we're going to form militias and stand together and have our comms ready and have our units ready and make sure, you know, you don't get infiltrated by a bunch of feds. Because you'll know the feds, because they're the ones who are like, oh, we should go blow up a bridge, or we should go attack somebody. No, that's not what it's for, defense.
But when they start their civil war, which is what they want, as Raskin said, that's when it's time to fight back. And no one's off limits. It doesn't matter whether they're a DA, the AG, like the corrupt people in Virginia, or anybody. If they're an enemy, they're an enemy.
Here we got an article. It came out today. Exclusive Texas Good Old Boys Club versus First Amendment. I think the guy's name is Kyle Crottinger. Arrested over meme. Third degree felony right there. Veteran. Arrested over a meme. That's what our country's doing now. That's what's going on.
Thing is to stay off of the social media.
Yeah. It does, you know, it whips you up, but what else does it do? You know, I like the information that comes out on it, but, you know, you can get bogged down in arguing with people, and it's not very productive.
A lot of times it's better to just sit and listen than it is to do the talking, you know?
Well, you sound like you got a little wisdom there, Jim.
Well, thank you. I've been around a long time. I'm an old man. I've been through Vietnam, so I've seen my share of it for sure.
Well, thank you for your service. Appreciate your call. Start setting up militias in your area. Get together with veterans groups instead of, you know, hanging out at the VA. Just get together and go, look, these are our point. This is where, these are our defensive areas. This is what we're going to do. This is what we do if there's a disaster. Because a lot of this stuff for you know, a militia defense can also be reprogrammed into a disaster scenario. Because we had all that stuff going on in the Smoky Mountains. So all this stuff can be repurposed. It's not necessarily just for, you know, walking around with guns. It's to set up lines of communication to, so this is what we do when this happens. This is where we're going to go when this happens. This is where we're going to get the supplies when this happens. So there's a lot to be done instead of watching football. All right, let's go to Tim. Thanks for your call, Jim. Let's go to Tim in Washington. Wants to talk about, it's hard to read these. Something about Gates needs to be arrested. Yeah, Gates and Fauci. Okay. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's an interest. Well, everybody's talking about what do we do? What do we do? I would think that instead of, well, you could join the militias and stuff, but we're still, you could definitely annoy your enemies by protesting them in ways that they can't avoid. That's not like the left, that can be used as examples for others, because if you want to build community in this time where all of these elitists are building up their institutions to attack us little by little, we could attack them peacefully, legally, little by little too. But also, Trump's road to redemption for me would be for Fauci and Gates. If the auto pen pardons are null and void, then there's no reason for him to distance himself and remove Fauci from the equation. He should arrest Fauci. He should have that stuff done, because everybody is pandering to the shot that is basically taking his credibility.
Yep.
And the worse and worse and worse and worse it gets. He'll never climb out of that hole until Fauci and Gates are held accountable for the COVID crimes. And if he does that, then he can have his legacy as being the greatest president in the United States history. But until that happens, I can't and I won't. And I think a lot of people are on that too. So,
and we know Trump knows it's bad. We know Trump, you know, somebody leaked the call with Kennedy. His son, right. I think, leaked his call with the president. The president knows that people were harmed by that shot. So there's a reason he doesn't want to come out fully and say it, because I think he thinks he's going to get blamed, but nobody's going to blame him. Trump's not a doctor. He was blindsided by this thing. Interestingly, though, I put out a report in January of 2020. And maybe we'll locate that during the break coming up and see if we can play it. It's in my it's on my Bandai video page. January of 2020, talking about it was, but at that time we were calling it coronavirus. But I talked about, you know, they're going to want you to take a shot. And then look what happens when they put in these shots. And I talk about the cancer viruses that they found in shots. Oh, it happens to be SV40. And then lo and behold, what do we find years later? Oh, we're analyzing these SV40. People are getting turbo cancer. Oh, the shots don't work. Like, I didn't predict that it was going to be heart problems and spike proteins and all that, because that nobody was even talking about that at the time. I was just looking at it from a distance going, this is what the government does. They create this thing. Then they bring out the savior, like the swine flu shot, which then hurts a bunch of people because it's not tested right and it's not produced right. And, you know, so in some ways I'm like, well, Trump is at fault because he should know this stuff. Nah, that's another one. No. That was after I almost died from COVID because I didn't take the shot. But good doctor in Odessa, Texas, Dr. Bartlett, saved my ass. That was good times. I'll find it during the break. I'll show it to you. Scroll back all the way to the beginning. It's in January of 2020. That was like 2021 or something like that. Anyway, Tim, you got anything else to add before we go?
Yeah, I do. You know, there's a lot of things to add, you know, and one thing I'd like to add for the right-wing edgelords is that maybe you factor in this scientific technocracy that is uploading everybody with nanobots. And when Larry Fink is telling everybody in the world that they're forcing behaviors, you should probably factor that in. Maybe be a little bit more sophisticated in your arguments, because they hope that you're just low IQ going for the low-hanging fruit, right? They don't care about that, right? What they're doing is they're uploading nanobots and stuff like that to everybody for the Internet of Bodies. What we have to do as Americans, as Christians, is factor that in and make a better decision other than just being filled with identity politics and just this resentment towards one another. And we have to be the shining, you know, we have to be the examples. And if it's a sign of weakness to you to be strong in this moment, maybe you should reevaluate this, because we have to be examples or barbarians. Which one? I'd prefer to be the example versus the barbarian.
I agree.
God bless everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was great. Thank you, Tim. Let's go to Willie in California, wants to outlaw dual citizenship. I'm all for it for elected office, any elected office, state, local. If you have dual citizenship, you can't run. Go somewhere else. That's how I feel. But go ahead, Willie.
Absolutely. Yeah, Rob, great interview with Ivan. And yes, I would have to say that law enforcement has definitely become an oxymoron these days. For government officials, we should outlaw dual citizenship and put real consequences on breaking the oath of office. It's like these federal and local officials having to swear an oath of office is totally meaningless and is certainly unadhered to. Even doctors are supposed to do no harm and give informed consent, but following government protocol takes priority always over treating individuals. And I think you're familiar with Todd Callender, a great constitutional attorney. He reported a couple of years ago, he's caught many politicians not having officially signed legal oath of office.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Hey, Willie, I'll let you finish on the other side. Stand by. You're watching The War Room. We're going in to the third hour.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help, too. And I brought a line that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with this so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. I mean, love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.